Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the time is 11:06. The pet experts are in the building, and it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Pruse.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this edition of the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, Rick Pruse. Welcome back, Rick.
Hi, Lee.
Hey, it's good to have you here. Rick, we've got a really, I don't know how to describe this week's show. It's a little bit spooky, a little bit interesting. It's all about Halloween and the folklore regarding cats. And
little bit fun.
Yeah, it is a little bit fun. And we'll also talk about some serious stuff with Dr. Lewis from the Riverside Cat Hospital in terms of how to care for your pets this time of year. But we want to deal with a lot of the folklore related to black cats and Halloween.
Well, that's good because I think that it probably has a full range depending on where you are at on this beautiful planet of ours. We always seem here in the United States to associate black cats with bad luck, but that's not always the case, is it, Lee?
No, it sure isn't. As a matter of fact, there are some places where it's actually good luck, and there's other places in the world where it has completely different meanings. And if you know of a different meaning, we would encourage you to email us at mmpets@1320wils.com and tell us what black cats mean to you. But in the meantime, Rick, it was interesting. As I was looking at our homework for today's show, I read a very interesting historical story about King Charles I of England, who owned a black cat. And he believed the cat to be lucky and was so afraid of losing it, he had it guarded day and night. And coincidentally, the cat died the day before Oliver Cromwell's parliamentary troops came and arrested the king, and shortly after, he was taken to the scaffold and beheaded. So obviously it was bad luck for him.
Bad luck for him to lose the cat. Let's see, right?
Yeah,
right.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
but good luck as long as he was around. So
yeah, and good luck for whoever took over. But it's interesting because black cats and black animals have always had a little bit of a different effect on people. There are just some people that don't prefer that color. And we're going to talk about that later on in the show with Julia Palmer from the Capital Area Humane Society, because it plays out in real life where they have a more difficult time adopting out some of those animals because of the fact that people prefer other colors. And it just seems like that would be a big issue when it comes to the animals that need a home. They need a home, regardless of what color they are. And frankly, I know that there are some black animals that are among the best animals out there. Chocolate Labs come to mind immediately.
There
are some of the most fun dogs that you're ever going to find, as playful and loving, a little bit crazy, but certainly good animals.
We tend to look at, in the pet business, different animals and different color morphs as sometimes having a genetic connection. Just like in humans, we probably have a difference of opinion on what certain personalities are going to have. You know, somebody that has red hair, there's a perception of a different personality than somebody that has blonde hair or somebody that has black hair. But the reality is that when I think of black cats, black guinea pigs, I've never associated, at least in behavior, in notice, any change in behavior. If anything, they're oftentimes some of the more affectionate animals, especially the black cats tend to be some of the more affectionate animals.
Right. Yeah, no doubt about it. And frankly, you've probably noticed in my wardrobe, I wear black a lot, but that's just because it's slimming. And sometimes we like to look a little slimmer. So it's going to be an interesting show as we talk about Halloween and animals right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.